The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
If you're a parent or a grandparent, you know the preciousness, the innocence of youth. It's being stolen right now, and it's being abused. We can stop it. We know how. It's important that we not wait.
I think the word that I feel is like hope. There's hope in a dark situation for these precious little children, and I'm so grateful for it.
Next on Life Today.
This is a hard show for me to do today. When we look at the reality and the horror, the effects of human trafficking, and the millions, millions of lives it's affecting all around the world.
Yeah, it's a big problem. And we have been doing this for many years, reaching into places where young girls primarily, but some boys too, are being trafficked for sexual purposes. You know, here in the West, we have seen that this is a problem here too.
Yeah.
And so actually we have added to this outreach to include many things domestically. But I got to tell you, the worst things we have seen, we haven't even caught some of the worst things on camera, but the worst things we've seen continues in some of these places in Southeast Asia, South Asia, Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. We are committed to sharing the love of Christ in a very tangible way that gets these girls out of this hell on earth.
Right.
The numbers are astounding, Tammy. This is a big, big business.
It sure is.
Women are bought and sold as commodities, and it is a crime. Mm-hmm. And into this crime, we bring rescue life. An estimated 1.6 million of those who are being trafficked are under the age of 18. Stop and think about that for a second. If you're a parent or a grandparent, you know the preciousness, the innocence of youth. It's being stolen right now. It's being stolen and it's being abused. We can stop it. We know how. We have to do it immediately because the situation is urgent. This is going on every single day. It's important that we not wait. We need to reach into these areas, rescue those who are already being trafficked, restore them with the love of Christ and practical job skills, a place to stay, safety, hope, and a future. And Tammy, we've been doing this because people have partnered with us.
Yeah.
You, the viewer, you have made this happen over
yes.
the years. And we're coming to you again right now to say, will you help us reach another mm-hmm. and another mm-hmm. and another? Because the need is great, but our God is greater. You'll hear me say that.
Amen.
Our God is greater,
yes.
and we're going to show it to them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show you how you can be a part. Watch this and see how you can be an answer to those prayers that are going up in some painful situations. Mm.
There is a savage force growing throughout the world that is destroying countless young lives. This force is nothing less than pure evil, preying upon the innocent to make money. Human trafficking is a multi-billion dollar industry. The value of these victims is based on how young and healthy they are. Tragically, young girls and boys who have been trafficked often contract various diseases, as well as enduring physical and psychological trauma. Human trafficking is a major problem of epic proportion worldwide. The traffickers are very organized, well-financed, and they are relentless in carrying out their cruel intentions. Mission Rescue Life was launched to shine the light of God's love into this dark world of human trafficking. We partner with missionaries around the world to reach, rescue, and restore those impacted by this ever-present evil. The challenge of fighting this evil is huge, but God's love is greater. And with your help, we can continue to shine His light into the darkness as we rescue children from human trafficking.
Wow, when I see that house, Randy, it just, it makes me, I think the word that I feel is like hope. There's hope. There's hope in a dark situation for these precious little children. And I'm so grateful for it. You know, we talk about the different aspects of the ministry with the reach and the rescue and the restore. They're all equally as important. But I think about personally how much reach means to me. We were talking yesterday in the studio about the borders and how important it is for us to be in place, having our mission partners in place where they are watching. The law enforcement is there as well. The red flags are all around. They're interviewing, they're looking, they're watching. They are trying to reach these young people, these children, before they even get to a place where we've got to now rescue them, where we've got to now restore them. Once they get past that border, I mean, there is going to be a lifetime of psychological problems and trauma, healing, all that we're going to have to do to rebuild those precious little lives. But I love the fact that we can get them before anybody else does. That is something that meant so much to me. And I thought that's where I would want to put my money. That's where, tell me where I send it. If I could send money to someone that says, look, I'll take this, I'll stop it before it happens. That is something that excites me about this ministry.
It does. And, you know, every rescue is a victory. Every reach is a victory.
Yes.
And I think perhaps the greater victory, because the crime never happens.
That's right. Yes.
When we go in and we educate these young girls and boys to watch for the warning signs, to not, it's sort of the stranger danger in a lot of cases,
right.
Because these people are very crafty. They literally groom children to trust them. Mm. They give them things, and in a impoverished areas, it's very easy to lure people in with promises of money and gifts and financial stability for a family. And we've literally seen this. I'll show you a story in just a minute. But when we go in and we stop them from being trafficked, you can just imagine what we are preventing. We are setting them on a path for success where they don't have to suffer. But for those who are in the situation, it is absolutely critical that we go in and we pull them out.
Yeah.
And we do that with, as Tammy alluded to, oftentimes law enforcement on the scene. It is dangerous in these areas. That's why sometimes we will be a little bit vague about the exact location, but we are there because you have supported us. And when we see that beautiful house of destiny, you built that. We didn't build that. You built that with the love and the support that you have given over the years. And what's going on there is amazing in the restoration, in the job training that gives these girls a future once they get to adulthood. Many of the people on the borders have previously been trafficked. And so we have teams that stand there at these critical borders between some of these Asian countries, and they look for the warning signs. They stop the girls from being taken into another country where they're basically lost to human trafficking. It's a very comprehensive work that has been developed over many years because of your support. And we're coming to you now to say, let's reach one more. Mm-hmm. Let's rescue one more. Let's prevent several more. Mm-hmm. I want to show you what I ran into several years ago when we were actually on a trip for drilling a water well in a village. And we realized how pervasive this problem is, and how real it is, and how heartbreaking it is. Watch this, and then I hope as you do, you will pray, God, what can I do to help? Because you can do something. Watch this, and we'll be right back to tell you more. I'm here in a very remote part of the world. There is nothing around here except for a few shacks. There's just not much here. And yet still, a human trafficker came through here many months ago and promised this young lady's sister a better life and some things, lured her away, and they haven't heard from her. She's, as far as they know, gone. They have her picture, and they have a prayer that she'll come back, a hope that they will see her again. She's very likely being forced to do things that no girl should be forced to do, in places that are not fit for human living. This is the reality here and in places all over the world. That's why Rescue Life is critical. We must first reach into places like this with education so that they'll know what to look out for when these predators come through. We must rescue the girls that we can and get them out of the sex trade. And we must restore them. We must give them a hope and a future. We can do that. We can do it on a larger scale, but we have to have your help. I pray that you will help us as we try to help so many girls. We have to stop this abuse. It's not right. You can do something. Join with us as we rescue life.
I am a father. I'm a grandfather now. I have daughters. And I gotta tell you, if that was my daughter, I would give up everything. I would do anything to get them out of that situation. Now, we're not asking you to give up everything. In fact, we have a wonderful matching gift right now that many of our strong supporters have said, yeah, hey, look, we want to go further with this. We want to reach more people with this. They've given $320,000 to match your gift today. And let me tell you how it breaks down financially. When we look at the overall budget of all the things we're doing globally and here domestically, by the way, we do work here in the United States. When we look at how many lives on average are pulled out of the sex trafficking, stopped from ever going into it, it breaks down to an average of $128 for one child. Now, if that was my child, I wouldn't even think twice about it. If that was your child, I would give, gladly give to give get your child out of such a hellish situation. With a matching gift, your gift of $128 today will actually reach two children, which means a gift of $1,280 would reach 20 children. But just know that whatever you do, and I pray you will do whatever you can, it will go to preventing this awful crime against young women. Will you go to the phone or go online and make the best gift you can? As you do, go with the confidence and the joy of knowing you are saving lives. Tammy?
Yeah.
This is so big.
Randy,
we have to do it.
It's huge, especially this match right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like to think that you could double your money. Like, it's
right.
Such an incredible gift.
Well, double the impact. Double the
lives.
That's
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's so much more we can do. And so it's an incredible opportunity that God has given us. I remember in 2009 taking a trip to Eastern Europe and how it affected my life. 14 years ago with this ministry, I walked into some villages where I had met a young girl where her mother had to fight off an intruder that was trying to steal her and take her and to sell her into sex trafficking. I just remember holding this girl and hugging her and just feeling like, look, I would do anything, just like you said, Randy, I would do anything I could if this was my niece to save her life. But the ones that have been taken, to know that we have a proven and effective ministry that can restore their lives, that can bring healing to their lives, that can rebuild their lives, rebuild their trust and their hope in humanity and their hope in Jesus, that is the only answer today in this crazy, wicked, dark world that we're living in is Jesus. We have a way to go in and take these girls back and give them the life that they deserve, to rebuild their identity in Christ and to tell them who they are so that they can build their strength inside and know who they are and speak with authority, that if anybody comes to try to attack them again or take them, they would be able to stand up against it and say, not me and not today. I want to be a part of teaching them how to do that. I can do it with you. I'm not asking you to do anything that I wouldn't want to do myself. So today, I'm going to pull out my own credit card and I'm going to pour into this ministry, Randy, because it's something I believe in. I know it's proven. I know it's effective, and it will work and it will save lives. It will change lives, but it will save lives today. Will you partner with us? Will you go to the phone? Will you go online? Will you give truly the best gift you've ever given? If you've given before, I'm asking for something new today, that God would speak to your heart and you do something new today. Go to the phone. Give the best gift that you possibly could give. Thank you.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Believe This, Not That, featuring a promise from heaven for every need on earth. This book is a resource every believer should have when facing discouragement, pain, fear, or the vast array of negative thoughts that attack all believers. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive Experiencing Israel by Tony Evans. Discover the Holy Land like never before and view stunning scenes in spectacular full-color photography. Also, find practical applications that bring the world of the Bible into your life today. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may receive our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
अनि त्यो बादमा चाहिँ के भन्छ अर्को दिन बिउँजिँदाखेरि चाहिँ यसो रुम मतलब यस्तै रुम थियो उड्दाखेरि त यसो एक्लै मतलब उड्दाखेरि त्यहाँनिर मेरो छेउमा कोही पनि थिएन.
Rhea had a very happy childhood with a close-knit family and community until the day everything changed. She was 18 when a close, trusted family friend asked her to travel with him to visit his wife. As they embarked on the trip, this friend offered her a cool drink on a hot afternoon. The next 3 days were a blur, and confusion gave way to fear when Rhea realized she was locked in a brothel.
त्यसरी बस्दाखेरि चाहिँ अब नमा उनीहरूको बात नमान्दा त अब कुर्थ्यो पनि उनीहरूले.
Rhea initially refused to cooperate. Several days of severe beatings and starvation buried her will to fight and forced her to submit. Her new life placed her in a daily lineup where her body was sold to as many as 12 men per day.
अब परिवारको त कस्तो याद आउँदैन, आमा बाउ बहिनीहरू भाइ गाउँठाउँको. अब त्यहाँनिर एक जग्गा अब गाउँमा त फ्री भएर अब साथीहरूसँग हिँड्ने.
After years of isolation and enslavement, deliverance drew near. A targeted rescue effort successfully liberated Rhea and a number of other girls.
स्वर्गमै आएको जत्तिकै अब नर्गबाट चाहिँ अब म चाहिँ आजाद भएँ, म चाहिँ अब जहाँ पनि जानु सक्छु. दिन बाद बाउआमालाई भेट्दा, आफ्नो भाइहरूलाई भेट्दा अब.
Thankfully, Rhea has a new chance at life, but the work is not done. The tentacles of traffickers continue to spread throughout Asia and beyond, snagging untold thousands of daughters, sisters, friends. As the hands and feet of Jesus, our reach must extend farther and our endurance must run deeper. Too many girls still need a lifeline.
If I was being honest with you, I would tell you that sometimes it's really hard for me to wrap my head around what's actually going on here. Human trafficking, taking, stealing, lying, the deception, the death, the destruction. It means nothing to these attackers to steal, to take a life of these children, these innocent children that will never get it back. It's hard for me to almost find the words to articulate how it affects my heart when I think about it. When I see that piece and I hear Rhea's story, I rejoice with her because I think, man, she's got a second chance at life. She's found the restoration, hopefully. I'm sure that will continue. But there are so many more that might not ever get that chance, especially if we don't do something, if we don't at least first try to reach them. We have an opportunity to reach them. Let's take that first step. Let's reach them before any of that they'll ever have to deal with. There is a proven way to do that. There's an effective way to do that through this ministry. We know exactly how to do it. We know exactly who we're looking for. We know exactly how to scoop up these girls and get them out of these horrific situations. I can wrap my heart and my head around that kind of hope. And I know that together today, we can truly make a difference. These aren't just stories we're just sharing with you. These are lives. These are the lives of so many children around the world right now today that are trapped in cages, that are being trafficked, that are doing things that little girls especially should never have to do. I want to be a part of stopping that, whatever I have to do. Yeah, I would, just like Randy said, I'd give up about anything. But we're going to tell you a couple ways that you can partner with us and with a bunch of other people and make a massive difference. And we've got a special offering, a match gift, which is enormous, Randy. It's enormous right now.
Well, it provides a great opportunity if we'll just take advantage of it. It means with the matching gift, a gift of $64 today will help us reach, rescue, or restore one child. And let me tell you, you can't put a price tag on saving a life restoring a young life. Yeah. It's immeasurable, yet it is a financial situation to put the people in the field, to give them the resources that they need, to build a beautiful place where they can go learn a trade, where they can get the healing.
Yes.
Your gift of $128 today will do that for two. A gift of $1,280 would do it for 20. Some of you can actually do more. And I've just got to tell you, I think this is the best place by far to reach, rescue, restore young children, mainly girls, some boys as well, but to do it in the name of Jesus Christ, because that's critical, that's important. We have to give them hope beyond just getting out of their current situation.
Right,
we give them an eternal hope, and it's a beautiful work. What would it take to stop this? Well, I think I know. I think it takes you, I think it takes us working together under the covering of our Heavenly Father to say, you know what? There is hell on this earth, but we're going to bring heaven down, and we're going to do it in word and in deed. Will you do it today? I pray you will. You can make a difference one life at a time. Let's do it together.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking, and a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Believe This, Not That, featuring a promise from heaven for every need on earth. This book is a resource every believer should have when facing discouragement, pain, fear, or the vast array of negative thoughts that attack all believers. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive Experiencing Israel by Tony Evans, discover the Holy Land like never before, and view stunning scenes in spectacular full-color photography. Also, find practical applications that bring the world of the Bible into your life today. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may receive our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
So as I'm here and I just walk the last 23 steps between these two countries that a child would take before they stepped off the cliff into a literal hell. I'm so mindful right now of the trickery of the devil and how deceitful he is and how much he lies to people to lure them into his pit. And friends, I can promise you, right across that border, is the pit that young people never come home from. For children who have been lured, who've been made promises that they're gonna have a better life, that they're gonna get a job, that someone's gonna marry them, that someone's gonna love them, and they're all lies. Standing here, I realize how grateful I am that we have partners on both sides of this border to help prevent and to help rescue and to help restore children's lives. But the fact is, without your help, we can't keep those workers here. So we need you, and we need you right now. Your gift right now is the difference between someone who is rescued, someone who is prevented from being trafficked, or someone who is literally stepping off the cliff of no return.
They made you swear to the heavens and pull yourself away from the devil. They asked for everything, promised to set you free. And give your life to your father, the one who helped you see, won't leave you recklessly.
You know, as I look at those faces, I see both the pain of the situation they're in and the joy of being set free. Tammy, it touches my heart. I say we have to do everything we can.
We definitely do, and we can do it together. We'll make a massive impact when we actually join together to bring the forces of these dark, evil ways to an end. I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful for the show and for all that this ministry is doing. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time on Life Today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.